That's Little Feat. Time Loves a Hero. Time. Other people love heroes. I don't know. You hero guy, Mike?
I'm a hero.
You are a hero.
Superhero.
It's a superhero. So Pam's like, things are loosening up here, so there's like all kinds of things going on. So there's comics and stuff rolling by. So this is Mike Bonds. He's gonna do his thing for, I'm gonna give him like 2 minutes. I don't know, just to, I need a good laugh, Mike.
All right, thank you very much. Yes, a good laugh. All right, thank you very much, people. I'm Mike Bonds, and I'm gonna be your comedian for the next 2 minutes. Oh my goodness. Last time I checked, I figured my cell phone is watching me. You know, I know they are. Cell phones are watching us these days. You know, I realized my cell phone was watching me the other day. I was using the Waze app, and Waze was like, hey, Mike, there's a Popeye's about a half a block away. Would you like to get your big ass on over there? It's like, damn, phone, you know me so well. I got 2 minutes to kill. Let's do this. This pandemic has been something else, guys, hasn't it? It's been amazing for me. I've picked up a couple of addictions during this pandemic. One addiction I know I picked up is food porn. I know, right? We all love food porn. I know. How is it possible to make food sexy these days? That's what I'm wondering, you know? How is it that you can make a macaroni and cheese look so good? And then they played a little sexy music to it. My son was knocking on the door the other day. I was like, son, give me a couple of minutes. This is real. This is too real, you know? I was watching enchilada being made the other day, and I couldn't believe it. I was like, this is amazing. I got to watch more. They make you want to watch more during these porn, these food porn pandemics, epidemics here, right? One thing about this pandemic that I realized during COVID is the lack of toilet paper and how devastating it is, you know? I don't know, people waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning to go buy toilet paper and everything. I just told my son, I said, hey, son, give me a T-shirt. I'm going to show you something here. I'm going to show you a lesson here, you know? I had to teach him a lesson, you know? How to save money, you know? How to save money, you know? San Francisco, I love my city, but geez, I stepped out of the state the other day to another state, and I realized our homeless people are pretty crafty out here, you know? I realized that, man. I saw a homeless guy using a cell phone the other day. I was like, who's he calling? Other homeless people? What's going on with that? Right? It's funny. I love San Francisco, though, but we gotta do better with a lot of things. And the first thing is our homeless people, too. You know, I saw a homeless guy. It's funny because when you see something like a homeless hoarder, it's amazing, isn't it? You know, it's amazing. I saw a guy with like 10 carts the other day. I was like, this could be a TV show, homeless and hoarding, right? This is something new for me. Jeez, guys. 2021 has been crazy so far, right?
Ain't holding nothing back. shook it down now. I shook it down, I shook it down now. I shook it down, I shook it down now. I shook it down, I shook it down now. I shook it down, I shook it down now. I shook it down, I shook it down now. I shook it down, I shook it down now. I shook it down in the brick house. Yeah, she's mighty, mighty.
Captain. When I was a bachelor, I lived all alone. I worked at the weaver's trade. And the only thing that I did that was wrong was to woo a fair young maid. I wooed her in the winter time, part of the summer. And the only thing that I did that was wrong was to keep her from the foggy doo. One night she knelt close by my side when I was fast asleep. She threw her arms around my neck and then began to weep. She wept, she cried, she tore her hair. Ah me, what could I do? So all night long I held her in my arms, just to keep her from the foggy doo. Again I am a bachelor, I live with my son. We work at the weaver's trade. And every single time that I look into his eyes, he reminds me of the fair young maid.
Before I was born, I got a boy charge coming. He's gonna be a son of a gun. He's gonna make pretty women jump and shout. And the world wanna know what this all about. But you know I'm here. Black cat bone, I got a mojo too, I got the John the Conqueror, I'm gonna mess with you, I'm gonna make you girls, lead me by my hand, then the world will know, the hoochie coochie man, but you know I'm here. On the 7 hours, on the 7 day, on the 7 month, the 7 doctors say he was born for good luck, and that you see, I got $700. Don't you mess with me, but you know I'm here.
That's Muddy Waters, and we're going into, what's your name, man?
Jack. I'm Jack Wilson.
Jack Wilson. There's only one working mic there, but I'm going to give Jack a couple of minutes just to tell me a little about yourself and maybe why I should care.
Well, I'm not saying that you should, first of all. But it was always said that there should be a festival of unknown Detroit bluesmen.
Okay.
You know? You got to figure everyone that comes from Detroit has natural blues in their heart. They understand the power of music.
Yeah. It's a
St. Louis.
You know, Michigan's
Memphis.
You know, who look at Detroit, man. Iggy, Motown. Yeah. Memphis. The Nudge.
Mm. The MC5.
Yeah. Mule. Yeah, this was later.
Madonna. I was just watching Reservoir Dogs the other day, right? And the first thing they talk about is Madonna.
Yeah.
So I went and I listened to all these songs. I was like, huh. I still don't get it. I think it's the irony that's funny.
Yeah, irony. It's
by a bunch of Stone Cold killers sitting around listening to them talking about Madonna.
I've never, like, right. It's like the... Like the, I think I've only seen that once, but it was like a friend put it on, and I was like, and I mean, I came from a pretty conservative kind of, not really. I don't know. I was raised Catholic anyway, so it was like, but it was like the gratuitous like swearing was like one thing that was just like getting on me, and it was just like, I felt like so like hung up like watching this thing because it was such a good movie. Like, as I like kind of got over my. Like, God, they're just, it just seems like they're swearing for no reason. I think it was where they were like giving their names, right? All choosing their names. And
I think it was going, the shock value, I think, was most important than that, you know?
Yeah, it was.
Let's go for the shock value.
But then
you know, shake up Hollywood.
As the movie like progressed. So, what's your name again? I'm sorry.
Jack. Jack.
So, Jack.
Jack
so
Wilson.
So, Jack Wilson. Good name. So you're here on Pam Sing. What are you gonna do? Did you get on a list or anything? Or
I got on the list. I'm not sure if I'm gonna, you know, say anything. But we'll see how I feel. You know what I mean? It's about, you know, I think.
Do you do that often? Do you sign lists and not commit?
No. Yeah. I signed up for this, but I'm not gonna show up.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, that's cool.
But I'm Jewish too. You know, so if my name's on a list, it's probably not my name. You know, we got a weird thing about getting on lists. You know what I mean? Like, I'm at the store. They say, okay, let's put you in the system. What's your name? I'm like,
So Jack Wilson.
So
is that your name, or is that
your
stage? Your name.
That's my name.
Okay.
Last time it was Yo Mama, because after I was done, I always said, give it up for Yo Mama. Yeah.
I thought I saw some different man hawking secret plans in the park. I thought I saw my president walking in Harlem late at the dark. In a world of love when it burned like Nero. You're writing a check and you're
This has been Bug Out Square. Thanks for doing what you got to do. Stay tuned for, I don't know, Pam and stuff. And there's like all kinds of people. And thanks for, yeah, I already did that. But, you know, try to be as decent as you can and help those who can't. Right, fellas?
Just when you're dead. Well, I would thank the San Francisco Choir.
Let's watch a full-length movie on YouTube, better known around the world as LWAFLMOYT, with Mike Spiegelman and Carl. Hi, Carl.
Hi, Mike. I'm glad to be here. LWAFLMOYT.
You know, you can find us by that crazy catchy acronym on your podcast. We have a Twitter handle, the same handle. Same YouTube channel, fantastic. We also have a Facebook page called Let's Watch Full Length Movie on YouTube. So we also stream first. This episode premieres on mutinyradio.fm, where we stream first every Sunday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Go to mutinyradio.fm. It will send you to a website called pcrcollective.org. Press the speaker. And you can hear us. And you can, what we do is we watch a full-length movie on YouTube with you. And you watch it on YouTube and listen to the podcast at the same time. Carl, what would happen if they listened to just the podcast and not along with the movie?
Well, they would not know what we're talking about, reacting to, and speaking for. It would just be ridiculous. The theme of this podcast is you watch the movie and we riff together.
Absolutely. We riff together. And, you know, Carl actually takes the extra time to sync old episodes with the full-length movies, feature-length movies. And you can find that on our YouTube channel. Carl, I see there's two new entrees posted since last we've spoken. I see Surf 2, which, as you know, is our favorite movie from 1984. And I can see my headshot as the screen grab. That photo was taken on September 12, 2001. Because the previous appointment on Tuesday, September 11, 2001, it got canceled. Uh-huh. We got to do it the next day. Yeah. So that's me smiling the day after the World Trade Center went down.
Gotcha.
And then we also have a 1968 Revolution, which is a fantastic documentary about the Haight-Ashbury back in the day of the Summer of Love. And speaking of Summer of Glove, look at me with a fist and my wedding band. On an old promotion I did with my good friend Ian Jensen. That's the other guy for our old show Laugh Damn It at 50 Mason, which of course no longer exists. All right, well, enough formalities. Carl, what is the movie this week?
We are watching Mr. Billion, 1977. That's what you're going to put in your YouTube search engine, Mr. MR period Billion 1977. And the channel we like is called Super B Movies.
We love Super B movies. Okay, so I just typed it in, and I hit pause, and I pulled the time clocky thing back to 000. And what we're going to do is we're going to do a countdown, and all of us are going to press it when the countdown king himself, the maestro of descending numerals, Mr. Sunday Afternoon, Carl's man crush, please, let's get ready to Brumbaugh, Paul Brumbaugh. Good evening, Paul.
Good evening, guys. How are you doing, Carl and Mike?
All right. Doing great, quarantine, sheltering in place.
There you go. Man. It's so weird because I'm usually right there with Mike. How are you doing, Mike?
I'm doing well, Paul. Yeah, I miss you, buddy. I miss hanging out. If you want to hear more Paul Brumbaugh, you should listen to more Paul Brumbaugh. He is the show that streams right before us on Mutiny Radio Sunday at noon, and you can find his podcast called The Edge of Insanity. I'm doing all right, Paul.
Awesome. And I definitely miss being in the studio. We all love Pam Benjamin. So
we got to give a shout out, of course, to Pam Benjamin, our guardian angel manager of Mutiny Radio. And give her a shout out. Go to Venmo and please donate to at Mutiny Radio. We would like to last for the rest of the year. All right. So please, Mr. Countdown, count it down.
All right. All right, you guys, you know the drill. Let's do this thing in true style. Let's do this thing in 3, 2, 1, go. Right to graduation scene. No credits.
Now, you know, you recognize that building, Paul, right? Isn't that 555 California?
It is not, is it?
It's San Francisco.
It is San Francisco.
That's the Trump / Microsoft building that used to be the old Towering Inferno.
That's right, the Towering Inferno. They used the plaza for this movie. Although yep, you know
there
the
you
tower
are.
Has
that's
been
right.
Moved. Yeah, so I was on the 50th floor. So there's the second floor, third floor. I guess you're not going to see me in this movie. And also The Pursuit of Happiness with Will Smith. That was the lawyer job he got. It was in 555
right.
California. Fuck that building. Triple Nickels, as they would call it.
Listen, what we missed is the emblem of the financial company slipped off the building and killed the CEO.
What a way to go.
Yeah.
He died by his own logo?
So now we have Jackie Gleason, who is number two in the company, reading his last will and testament, expecting to be given control of the company and all the money, but it doesn't go to him.
Uh-oh, you can tell by his face. All right, and it goes to what?
It goes to
Rascalion?
Joe Falcone, his only living relative, a guy who he never met, who never asked him for a penny.
Oh, his name is Guido Faldone.
And a pair of American cowboy boots.
Now we have the most 70s music ever. There's Guido. Okay, now, Guido is driving a very expensive rich person's car, and that's supposed to give you the impression like he's a rich guy, but he's not at all. He's actually a repairman who fixes those cars.
Shit, I already have a date plan with him, Carl. Why don't you tell me beforehand? Shit. Mr. Billion, look at that. That looks like solid billion.
Yeah.
Mr. Billion.
He is Mr. Billion. You see how the door opens like a la...
The Lord.
Like Back to the Future, you know? There he is in his jumpsuit.
Yeah, he's wearing a time travel spacesuit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. So does he speak English in this movie?
Yeah, he's good at English, and he learned it from watching cowboy movies. You see, this guy's real name is Terrence Hill, and he was very famous for spaghetti westerns in Italy, and he was one of the most famous actors in all of Europe. And so this was the attempt to bring him to an American audience, and it didn't work.
I was going to say, attempt failed, because otherwise it'll be like, oh shit, it's Terrence Hill's American introduction.
Right.
Jim Pickens and William Winfield.
It makes me think of Beckham, who was the greatest soccer player in the world, loved him. He said, came to the United States, and people goes, whatever.
Well, you know, this is the part of the 70s where soccer was mandatory and everything.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Giant Stadium and saw a soccer game.
Oh, how was that?
Boring.
It suckered.
Sucker, 1977.
Okay, listen, I must step away for 1 second. Michael, please entertain the crowd. I'm very sorry.
All right. Hey, Paul, doesn't the nuns look like two penises? Oh, too late. Got swiped away. There's a mangy dog.
Paul dropped. I'm sorry about that, too.
Oh, Paul dropped? I can handle it. Why don't you go to the bathroom? I'm going to hang out in Italy. Holy shit. My fat ass would not be able to fit through those tiny streets. Look out for the camera, bicyclist. He is one cool hill. Hill. Terrence Hill. T. Hill. 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 Yeah, see? There's his cowboy motif. He sure loves his anonymous cowboys. And how'd you get your wallpaper from Animal Crossing? Cowboy wallpaper? All right, check it out. He's got a TV and a couch. Oh, a chair. TV chair. Hey, Terrence Hill, keep your window open when you take your shirt off. Look at this. This is more of a movie set. What a beautiful house.
It was actually barking dogs. I had to let them in. Okay.
Oh, yeah, let those dogs in.
So what's going on?
Carl, let the dogs in.
We're getting an inside.
The labs of AquaQ, Anchor.fm is available. For iOS and Android, brings a free and clear interface for your podcast creator genius with royalty-free music and sound effects that make you sound from the Radiophonic Workshop with segments for you to advertise yourself in the cash money you so deserve. Available everywhere podcasts are free. Just do the Q.
immediate and reciprocal emotion, cyclical and circular, as in where to put an emotion, how to attach it, and how to reconcile that within a realm. An example is hearing a noise, being annoyed, and other is annoyed just like you, but for a semi-related issue, where that issue is in time spatial to the senses. Number of emotions and sensories to be determined by those paying attention, and those guessing are putting their parts together to summarize and balance, with a non-forkable resolve. To resolve the half conversations, we need triple the people, and while much of this will sound to the listener as individual half conversations, they are actually part of the karma mesh which reaps. Then there are setups. They are recurring episodes of this reaping nature, wherein certain events can be learned and expected. Consider a secret entryway, with an always last chance backup guy to let you know you've passed the entrance. He'll act kind of out of the way and mumbly and crazy. And then you'll see a similar guy that next time. And soon enough, you make the entrance on the first round. Draining. People want you to succeed, as the karma balance is part of their equation as well, and so, and hence, the solution to all the problems. So how do we rein in the outlier, when the event is choice and you can only encourage the right choice to a want, which gets them there in the first place? How do you signal all these people, and how and why do people help in a setup? Well, first off it's pain and fun and rewards are given. Fabulous prizes of freedoms of movement, getting oneself to where they want to go as well. Second, it's a familiarity that grows on you, and sleeping while they live. It's pathways that people want. Outward and with ability to grow, Fionaxi style. So flourish, take your time, start early, walk a path, talk a talk, and walk again. Keep energy flowing and stop and use your special talents to get you, and them, where we want to be. Safe, with options, healthy, and sane, and fully healthy will appear just that way. Peace and love from San Francisco, this is the voice of AquaQ in the Labs C3W and do message us at anchor.fm/AquaQLabs/message and have a rockstar day.
Send us a message at Anchor.
Vibration is to be seen, known to the others, your state, your influence, your intent. It is known precisely as a Swiss watch, to speak with another, across a room. To glean that bit of bits for which you do not know, have not known, but now know. Is now the program, for yourself, to register. To see it within yourself, as this. Mirror, from the light, parabolic, anabolic, a vacuum suck of the ultra behavior which causes you to misstep. The mind over matter. When matter should have won, nature should have won, and wins, as is the organization of the mind, heart, and chakras. That bulging pulse to the lights, and with transference, to signal even more, and even greater, oddly enough, is our nature to help face, of normalcy or not, twists and lets others see the velocity. Hands, bent to sign and show the way, to be the language that a spoken word cannot say, and feet planted firm, run, when in danger, and if damage tells its story, radiating through the floor, and play by number resonating through each cycle of 3, 0, 1, 2, 3, and beyond. Can you count to 10? Well then, let's begin. This is about, is always about, with me. It's written after, a life, after my life, and further than I live myself. My senses, my understanding is a limit impedance, to which I short to describe a magic that may not occur again, or was just, if justice is again, and has been forward. So we're here, and we shouldn't be. We shouldn't be safe yet we are, through the magic of group self-preservation, spacing, and quiet on taking of the responsibilities of man. Well, woman to man, and man to man, and to woman. To describe it further would be honest and wrong, as the impedance resists, while matching the radio signal. That is, if you try to measure the resistance, you place a load, and that load, as is life, is part of your being as well, so how on earth would you know the load density? So it flips, flops, cycles, like a square wave it warbles, as I walk by, as is a stance, and as you, and they, and us, and the altogether matters of facts. Well, know the maths work, just with stress, on the bones, the skin, and ultimately the organs, known and isolated themselves. They do not give in, they redact each other's statements if one should falter, three of one and three of those, yes. Perhaps we need a constitution, you say. Well, this is our constitution. Our being, measured on digits, on backs and feet and signaling toes in a deep muddy desert, the which is an oasis to some who do not require the excessive hydronation, yes hydronation, the hydro plus and wherein is the anti-organic, which is hot and stretchy, and the gas of matter, its life swirling around a back alley, occupying all space at once, and within, sticking in the air and hovering like a UFO around a particularly interesting crater. Where does its oba disperse, or does it congeal together as a mass particle wave, muscular tensions signaled simultaneously to the others as well, for the communicative digest rolled on? When will it be food again, kind sir algae matter, perhaps scrying an ocean and wash it all away for a million years, and return to rock, or carbon making its way back to diamonds and then place it once again on those hands that haven't changed in 100 million years since they were created, and longer still if we still have a still calendar.
That
and
is,
what
do
not?
They damage and how do they repair it?
It's square waves
once
back
the many
again.
Reasons not
Pink
to buy
had
something
the album.
Or selected.
The non-observation
this
of the dark side is where it is cool and creaky and dark, of course. It's where the echo goes
the
unnoticed, unless you
well
happen to live there. Bones listen, connect and hold the planet, upright
providing
with the help
data
of light
to sellers
and wind.
As well. Can assist
spin rift troubles and waves to the bones in your mouth, not to be put to radio and to the others, sounds like cork, and that shell by the ocean
which
is the dark side
of
our moon, where crustacean creatures live and move forward, leaving
us
to echo in your distance to mimic
into
jewelry and become
the
their
Amazon
beauty,
as we
too.
Know it. Would then be broken into portions, including a utility portion, as well as arms of education and other non-profits. And philanthropic arms to further the mission statement as to follow an end-to-end eco-benefit towards the planet, the community's well-beings in this regard, and in fact all manufacturing, transport, consumption and reproduction. Yes, that's right, we will now consider Amazon entities as able to reproduce, as in the mechanisms to produce systems which have a positive impact on and about the planet and the people and materials and anything natural for the locality and lifetime of its repeatable processes, as adaptable. This literally means that two arms of two people, who move something to the benefit of said process, are considered within this entity and therefore part of child whose lifetime is to ensure the joyous participation of the participants, and more. Eddie stuff. And without getting into wearables on that one, I'll proceed to finalize a statement. Dot. Amazon's size and breadth and obvious profitability has ensured from the start that belief creates possibility and further evident truth, and vice versa, truth exists to be believed, and that is our cycle, wherein belief and truth are matched in a benefit of relationship. Amazon's name was chosen for the essential neutrality of the rainforests, whose diverse quirky creatures are so bizarre that they account for the restoration of our entire planet, and oftentimes and in a so large leafy environment, that its concentration of planetary cooperation in a matched, as in the heady rains and continuation in earnest and wildly non-idle entities. its continuation toward the continuity of kinship with this planetary marvel is to be carried by carrying others in pursuits of the willingness of our very beings to continue a superb non-superfluous existence of creation, sharing, discovery, and all variable dreams and cognitive abilities without bound, for the times allotted to its equal return within a loop for the equations of nature to work in the next moments, and forward in days, and timelines as discovered through these actions, and that the images of ourselves is very much what we truly aspire when we make any purchase, or indeed produce from earthly materials, and so put these accounts in place, we can and must utilize our bioavailability for the continued belief and delivery to be so. The above has not been edited, as noted in streams of consciousness from the in and about isle off the west coast of imagery and softened lines of reasoning for the seasoning of a continuation of seasons, and, we know all of this, and perhaps the weatherman will glean